This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Maria Z takes over with Dr. Rima Lebo and others coming up in the hour. Wow, what a whistleblower. What an insider. Dr. Rima Lebo coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss this information. Here's a clip from Putin on RT. He says, U.S. leadership says that if Russia wins in Ukraine, NATO countries will be next, but we do not need NATO countries. We don't. Well, I think Putin's missing this, or maybe in the full thing. I didn't see it. He doesn't get it. They're going to make Ukraine part of NATO and say Russia's attacking NATO. That's the point. So I'm out here trying to school Vladimir Putin, but that's what they're saying. That's what they're doing. And again, if the Russians were involved in our business and up my ass, I'd attack the Russians in 10 seconds. Folks, they're not. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's Pfizer giving us poison shots, 20 million dead. And now they're going to script 500,000 people. It's official. We reported 2 days ago. Now Zelensky says, including women. Sick. Here's Putin.
I said, well, you do realize that Russia is not going to go to war with anyone. And we're not going to go to war today either. U.S. leadership says that if Russia wins in Ukraine, NATO countries will be next. But why do we need NATO countries? We don't need any of these countries. We won't have anything to do with them in the future. But they're just saying that. Make them pay of the rent.
And that's a unique, if you study geopolitics, a unique Russian perspective. You understand that there are continents, North America, South America, it goes on. You understand Russia is three times the size of the U.S. plus, a little more than three times. It's as big as Africa, the biggest continent. 80% of Russia does not have a town for 500 miles. They've got all the uranium. They've got all the trees, all the gold, all the oil, all the silver, all the nickel, all the cobalt, all the fertilizer. It's true. And since the Russians finally kicked out the communists after 85 years of that, they said, hey, who wants to do business? And the globalists said, how about some bombs? Because they just want to take Russia over and get the goodies. But all we got to do is stop the war with Russia, and they're ready to do business. And I'm like Trump when he goes to Kim Jong-un and says, how about you get away from China? We can build all these hotels and golf courses and have all your people be rich. And Kim Jong-un reportedly was crying and said, I want to, but China won't let me. Can we just have golf courses instead of aircraft carriers? But see, there are a bunch of interests that don't want you to have a golf course or a Christian school or organic fields. They want war because that's what these bureaucrats that have never been in a fight in their life thinks tough. What's tough is progress and women and children and families and our people peopling the stars and a spacefaring pro-human network that Elon Musk and I talked about 9 days ago. Team Humanity. Get the t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Team Humanity shirt, two different variants. With a nuclear family, that's what I stand for. And anybody attacking that, I'm your enemy. Did Putin dissolve our borders and child traffic with children? No. Did the globalists? Yes. Maria Z with Dr. Rima Lebo, always incredibly informative. Dr. Rima Lebo is incredible. Treated heads of state. Her husband was the head of the special operations. She's got so much intel. Coming up with Maria Z from Australia. And Dr. Rima Lebo, I guess, is in Central America, last time I checked. So she is going to take over right now. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. Send the link out. Infowars.com/show. Band.video. And we have the live X links at Real Alex Jones. Millions of new people tuning in. It's beautiful. And what we want is prosperity and a pro-human future. And to stop the globalist death cult. And then, 3 p.m. in 1 hour, Owen Schroyer, the War Room, with the big insider DHS whistleblower on. You want to save children? You want to stop the tyranny? Thorby, tune in 3 p.m. in 55 minutes, 20 seconds, to Owen Schroyer, The War Room today, Infowars.com/show. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com. And a lot of viewers may remember last week, I broke the news that bills HR6645 and S3428 were introduced into the United States, bills to exit the United Nations and the WHO. This news is so huge. And Dr. Rima Labo has been warning the world about the dangers of the United Nations and the World Health Organization long before a lot of people understood the threat that these, you know, shadow government organizations really hold. And she joins us today to discuss. Dr. Labo, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Maria. Thank you for arranging this wonderful interview. I'm really pleased to be here.
Well, I think we need to talk about this more than possibly any other topic, and it's all important, don't get me wrong, but this is the globalist totalitarian one world government being set up before us through the UN, through the WHO, and now the United States is really taking action to exit. So I'm going to let you start with the history of the United Nations, which you call the not so sustainable 17 development goals, and what you really want people to understand about how evil this organization is and why we need to leave it.
I'm going to read you 10 names, Maria. They may be familiar to you, they may not. Alger Hiss, a communist from the United States. Tagve Lee, a socialist from Norway. Dag Hammarskjöld, a socialist from Norway. U Thant, a socialist from Burma, now called Myanmar. Kurt Waldheim, a Nazi from Austria. Javier Perez de Suelar, a socialist from Peru. Boutros-Ghali, a socialist from Egypt. Kofi Annan, a socialist from Ghana. Ban Ki-moon, a socialist from South Korea. And Antonio Guterres, a communist from Portugal. What do they have in common? That is the complete list of the 10 people who have been Secretary Generals of the United Nations. Now, you might say, okay, there's room in this big world for lots of different political ways to look at the world, except for the fact that the United Nations, and I suggest anybody who is interested in this, read the Charter of the United Nations, and you'll notice that it's a war document. There is no place in it for peace. There is no structure in the United States, in the United Nations, for peace. It's all about war. And by the way, the only country in the world under the system of the United Nations, the one that they're bringing in rapidly, the only country or the only agency in the world that can be armed is the United Nations. And currently, the United Nations holds the second largest military force under arms in the world, second only to the United States. Under the United Nations, states would retain only those forces and non-nuclear armaments required for maintaining internal order, policing. UN peace force equipped with agreed types and quantities of armaments would be fully functioning. The manufacture of armaments would be prohibited except for those agreed types and quantities to be used by the UN peace force. All other armaments would be destroyed or converted to peaceful purposes. The peacekeeping capabilities of the UN would be sufficiently strong as to assure peace in a disarmed world. Now, what I've just read to you is from a United States dogma bulletin called Freedom from War, the U.S. Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. And that was published in 1961 and is being implemented. And you might say, well, okay, if we could have world peace and only the United Nations would be enforcing that peace, that might be okay, except for the fact that the rest of what the United Nations wants is embodied in Agenda 21, now Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, cancelable currency, social credit scores to allow whether you eat or die, live or not, vast depopulation, which has been laid out in document after document. People are very much focused at this point on the World Health Organization. And God knows I call it the World Holocaust Organization, Maria, because it is so devastatingly bad. But what they need to remember is that the WHO is but a subsidiary arm, a separate organization serving the needs of the United Nations, as is UNESCO, as the Food and Agriculture Organization, and all of them together have created a plan for the total destruction of every institution and every reality that makes up the collective that we call humanity. In fact, transhumanization, which, of course, gender confusion is meant to facilitate. You eventually don't have any need for your body, so they can take it over. They can change your DNA, as with the bioweapon injections that are already doing so. And eventually, you just happily become part of the machine brain-body interface, the Internet of Bodies, and through the self-assembling nanotechnology that's being inserted into us, through the injections, through chemtrails in the water, in the food, Animal Halsia, David Nixon, and others whom you have brought forward to your audiences as well, are making it clear that this is not conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy designed and implemented by these very forces that we're talking about, the entire United Nations system. It is focused on our destruction and the subjugation of those few who remain. To which my response is, don't you dare. And that's why I am so excited. It's hard to get me excited. It's easy to get me passionate, but it's hard to get me hopefully excited. I am so excited by what Chip Roy in the U.S. House of Representatives and Mike Lee in the U.S. Senate have done. They have
Sorry, Dr. Labor, we've got to go to a break. We want to talk about these two bills and how important this is for the United States and also the flow-on effect, because if the U.S. does this, the rest of the world will follow. In fact, I had a conversation in Australia that said, well, if the U.S. doesn't do it, we may not either. And so the reverse is true. We'll be back with Dr. Rima Labor right on the other side of this break.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And we are back with Dr. Rima Labo. Just before the break, Dr. Rima, we were about to get into the bills, but I just want to say really quickly, in Australia, they've introduced this digital ID bill, which is essentially, you know, allowing the government into every corner of your phone and your files. And we looked at the comparison between the UK and Australia. And while they may deny that that's the capability that they're seeking through this bill, it leaves it very open to for the provision of something like this dystopian hellhole that they've created in the UK with their online safety bill. So, and what they've done in Australia is that they've given the public until the 19th of January for their submissions. I'll be posting about it in Telegram today. And so they're using this Christmas period when most people aren't paying attention to get this through. And so what usually happens over this period is people get into holiday mode. They don't necessarily engage with their members of Congress. And so I think this is why this is so vital, because they need to keep it top of mind before and after Christmas. So please go on with the information about these two bills and why they're actually so important, particularly in this time in history.
Absolutely. So Chip Roy, in the United States House of Representatives, he's a Republican from Texas, and Mike Lee, who's a Republican from Utah in the Senate, have introduced a paired piece of legislation. There are two bills, and they match, and it's called the Disengage Entirely from the United Nations Debacle Act. So that says it pretty well. Unfortunately, the acronym is defund, and it's not about defunding these organizations. It's about decamping. It's about leaving completely. Now, what these bills say is incredibly important, not only for the United States, but as you pointed out, Maria, for the world. And like you, I talk to people all over the world who are saying, well, if the United States leaves the death machine, because that's what it is, and let's call it exactly what it is. It is a death and destruction machine. We could just call it the UN and its associated bits and baubles. That'll do. If the United States leaves, or when the United States leaves, because we can make that happen, well then, what will happen is that other countries will say, oh, we can do that too. What a good idea. And the truth is that right now, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, these various bits and pieces are getting pushback. In fact, the horrible head of the Klaus Schwab, who most recently did it. Klaus Schwab of the WEF made a little video recently, and he seemed rather shaken by the fact that the anti-system forces which oppose the system are actually providing opposition. Well, yeah, Klaus, that's what anti-system kind of means. You got it. Good for you, Klaus. You're coming along well. So the point is that we are having enormous impact. The fact is we have to have total impact, because some advantage or some movement won't do it. They are mobilizing their control systems and actualizing and activating them very actively with the 15-minute cities and the digital currency, which really should be called cancelable currency. That's the point. They give you some credits, and they can take those credits away, much like God, who giveth and taketh, except they're not gods. They think they're gods, and we can't let them do that. So we need to pass these two bills. The truth is, the Senate is controlled by the Democrats, and they're not going to want to pass it at all. And the House is currently controlled in the 118th Congress by the Republicans, and they're going to dither. And I don't care what these politicians, these spineless, gutless, worthless, controlled, compromised beings who sit in these seats care about or believe. I don't care at all. I only care what they do. And the way to get them to do it is to have literally millions and millions of people in the United States pick up their Freedom Mouse. You've got one, I've got one, we've all got one. And go to PreventGenocide2030.org. And right there on the home page, there's a place for you to click. And when you click, you can enter your name, your address, and your phone number. Congress requires your phone number. And it'll sort out who your two congressmen and your one representative are. And then you click submit and you send them a letter. And then the next thing you do is you click connect. And it connects you with their phone systems. And you either leave a message or speak directly to their staff. The next thing you do is send them a tweet on their official Twitters. And the next thing you do is upload a video, which you can make right then, a 30-second video. And we've got little scripts for you to make it easy. And you pound the Congress of the United States. You don't say, please, sir, would you please listen to me? You say, listen, you worked for me. And I want out of this death system. And you say it in whatever way, whatever vernacular you choose to use. We, as I said, we have little scripts for you. Now, 100,000 people taking action is completely worthless, inactive, and ineffective. 1 million people, yeah, it's nice. 5 million people, pretty cool. 25 million, yeah, that's really useful. 50 million. That'll do it. They will exit. Can we get 50 million out of 330 million people in the United States? Once people understand that everything they value, from their kids to their cars, to their houses, to their food, to their children, to their DNA, is on the chopping block. Yes, I believe we can get 50 million people. I was talking to a professional lobbyist this morning. Very, very intelligent and ethical person named Charlie Froman, who's a very wonderful resource for us all. And he was on Capitol Hill, and he talks to these people all the time. And we were talking about what's needed. We get 50 million, we'll be out. Now, then the hard work starts. Once we are out of this death system, and make no mistake, as you start looking into the particulars of what they have in mind, it's everything. And if you don't think so, go to the White House website and look up the November 21st, 2022 G20 Declaration, which our sock puppet in charge signed, like all the other sock puppets in charge. The G20 Declaration lays out all of the things which, just through the International Health Regulation amendments, they are hoping to do. It leaves no freedom unturned, so to speak. It's a very impressive document. That's how thorough they are. So,
Let's talk about some of the particulars on the other side of this break, because 50 million is a very large goal. People may think it's unachievable, but once people understand just how serious this is and understand the full scope of the control that they want, they may change their tune. These are people that aren't awake would agree.
Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of the fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on here to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29, a signed copy is $100, and that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And the website we want the world to know about today is PreventGenocide2030.org. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that I had a conversation with a former Australian politician, and I said, what do you think the likelihood of Australia exiting the WHO will be, because or the UN? Because for me, the only thing that I will accept as a taxpayer who pays the salary of these weasels who go into Parliament and don't want to know why Australians are dying in droves, that's a real bill that was introduced into Parliament by Senator Alex Antic. He wanted to know why so many Australians were dying, and most of Parliament voted against finding out why people are dying at such high levels. Could you imagine it? In any other circumstance, minus the COVID injection, you'd think that the people that are there to serve the nation would want to know why the people that they're serving are dropping dead. But no, not the Australian Parliament. And so I said, well, these people serve us. I'm sick of seeing them behave as though my taxes don't put the food on their table every day. I'm going to make demands to exit the WHO, and I'm going to rally the Australian people but behind that. And so many people are rallying behind it. But I was told the likelihood is not very high unless the US does it first. And so I think we have this amazing opportunity here. Dr. Labor, you said to me in a recent interview that the public has never been this primed to exit organizations like the UN and the WHO, because even though you've been talking about this for years, many people were not aware or did not accept just how evil these organizations were.
That's absolutely true. And so the horrors that the make-believe pandemic, because we only had a propagandemic until the vaccines, so-called, were rolled out. We had lower death rates because people were not on the roads and they weren't exposed to hazards. And in the United States, 700 babies a week, 700 babies a week did not die of sudden infant death syndrome because they were not exposed to their well baby vaccines. That's, you know, it's a small number, but it counts for every one of those parents that gets to hold and raise their baby instead of burying their baby. 700 babies a week in the United States die from routine vaccination, and that's as things are now. Now, the plans, and I've mentioned this, and I've shared the actual World Health Organization documents for mandated vaccines, 500 novel vaccines mandated in the bodies of every man, woman, and child on the planet, except the elite, of course, by 2030, plus all the vaccines that we have now re-upped as mRNA vaccines. Those plans are for total destruction of our bodies, but more and more people have seen that everything that was brought to us as our protective governments protecting us from the pandemic turns out to have been a cataclysmic tragedy and a great tool for awakening. They, the bad guys, and they're very bad, want to use it as a great tool for destroying every freedom that we have. As Yuval Harari, the sidekick to Klaus Schwab, says, human rights are a story that we've made up for ourselves. If you open a human being, you'll find kidneys, heart, lungs, but you will not find any human rights. They don't exist. They're just our story. Well, I say they're our history, and they are our future. And so we must exit these killer organizations. And the way we do it is by taking the awareness that the COVID disaster, the debacle, as the name of the bill says, the COVID debacle has made people aware. Wait, what? 24% of the population surveyed by Rasmussen recently in the United States said they know of someone who has died directly from the safe and effective vaccines. Well, that 24% of the population is thinking about these things differently, and we have to reach them. Yeah, 50 million people is a lot of people. But you know what? Globally, we've already lost, according to the biostatisticians who know more about numbers than I do, globally, we've already lost 17 to 20 million people directly from these alleged vaccines. And every one of those people has a circle around them of others who are saying, wait, what? No, no. And we have to help them say never again. In the United States, one person out of six, one person out of five can pick up a Freedom Mouse and take an action. I don't think that's impossible to achieve. And when that happens, whether it's a Democrat-controlled Senate or Republican-controlled House, our force, our demand will frighten them into doing what we want. I don't care whether they're glad to do it or not. Doesn't matter to me. And once that happens, then we can rebuild society and extract the strands of destruction and death that these organizations have been weaving into us for over 100 years. This is all predatory philanthropy, Rockefellers all the way down, intention to do what they're about to do. And we have one last chance, in my strategic understanding of the situation. One last chance, because when the 118th Congress of the United States finishes on the 3rd of January 2025, by that time, the globalist monsters will have accelerated their control of the systems and will be ready to spring the trap fully closed. We have one last chance, and the United States, for whatever reason, is in the position of critical leadership right now. Either we do it or we die. How about that? Either we do it or we die. I suggest we do it. I'm in favor of life. I know you are too, Maria. It's that critical. People may say, well, you know, she's exaggerating. Nope. Not even a little bit.
No. You're not exaggerating. And I want to say, you know, when I was in Vegas a few months ago speaking, and I spoke about some of the things that the United Nations have said that they're going to do, which includes them already entering the world into what they call a new social contract, referring to people as an object in the AI world society, where they will earn credits only for their behavior that is approved by the United Nations. They will not be able to earn a real income. The only way to earn those credits is to contribute to the expansion of this false reality that they're building, which is in the AI world society. You won't have a real job. You won't eat real food. Your entire life will be artificial. You'll be plugged into the hive mind of AI. And in that AI world society, they have openly called you an object. A contributor to this book is Ursula von der Leyen from the EU, who was really pioneering the Digital Services Act in the EU. And, you know, for anyone that wants to do more, I'm going to re-release the series that I did on Agenda 2045, Dr. Labor. I'm going to release it as one. I did that on the Stu Peters Network some time ago. I'm going to release it as one piece so that people can watch it in one hit and understand just how serious the United Nations is about turning you into a mindless drone through various forms of mental rape, through technology that controls you. The RAND Corporation says we're going to control people and manipulate them and coerce them and make them, force them to do things they normally would not do. This is how these people talk, through technology controlling human beings. So it's not only removing every single part of your freedoms, it is mind rape. I cannot put it
exactly
any more lightly than what
rape
these people... Dr. Labor, we've got to go to break, so I want to continue this on the other side so that people understand the severity of this. But again, I'm going to mention the website one more time, preventgenocide2030.org. I really am begging every single person listening to this today to tell at least one person about this action. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're here with our final segment with Dr. Rima Lebo. This amazing woman has such a strong understanding of the United Nations, the World Health Organization, Big Ag, Big Pharma, and how they all work together and are working together to set up a technocratic totalitarian dictatorship in the digital realm. She really gets it from day one, from the first day I spoke with her and watched her even before I spoke with her. And so, Dr. Labor, I really want you to spend the time in this segment getting your points across. What is it that you want to leave people with today?
I want to leave people with a future. What's intended for us, and it's articulated and written very clearly, is no future at all. Our children are to be damaged to the point where they can no longer love. That's what the entire comprehensive sexualization program is about. In Canada, it's known as SOGI123. I want to leave people with the understanding that unless and until we get ourselves out of this death machine, we will be controlled from the inside out through the wireless mesh network, the 5G, 6G, 10G, 47G, whatever it is, through the self-assembling nanotechnology that's being implanted into us through insulin, through chemtrails, et cetera. The work that you've done, Maria, with people like David Nixon and Anna Milhausia and Shimon Yanovitz and on and on and on, showing that these materials are being implanted into us to self-assemble and allow both monitoring and control. That's a destruction of our future. Our homes are being taken from us in the 10-minute cities, which are dog kennel concentration camps that we're being forced into around the world. Our minds, our homes, our children, our transportation, our pets, our food are all being taken from us so that we have either no life at all, because most of us will be dead, or a truncated life as a genetically modified, neurologically controlled serf. That's not a future. And therefore, what I want people to do is realize that they have at this moment, all around the world, a cataclysmic precipice in front of them. They either allow themselves to be pushed, led, guided, and deluded over that precipice, and humanity is destroyed. Or they say, no, I am a free soul. I am a divine being, and I will not allow, comply, participate in the destruction of myself and the future of all humanity. Our DNA, Maria, it's our past. It's the record of our entire past. It's our present. It controls the proteins that are created, the processes that are carried out, our bodies, and it's our future. And our DNA is the central thing that's under attack here. So everything that we have been, everything that we are, and everything that we will be is under very, very careful, I must say, brilliantly orchestrated attack, waiting until the science was ready to completely crush humanity. Because these monsters, I don't know whether they're aliens or reptiles, I know that they're really, really bad people. And they're ready to crush us in the same way that dictators have always been ready to crush everybody who gets in their way, which is everybody, but they haven't had the science. Well, these monsters have bought the science for themselves, and now they're almost ready. We have one last chance.
But guess what?
And
yeah,
it starts with...
I agree. Sorry, I just wanted to play that clip of Schwab, if the team can get it up, because while they're ready to crush, they are also simultaneously acknowledging that all of the people that are aware of what you're talking about right now, regardless of what levels of awareness they're at, whether they know about the hive mind and fully understand it, whether they understand about the Internet of Everything, and how this will actually be used in the smart cities and so on and so forth, and linked with central bank digital currency. Even if you don't fully understand and grasp all of that, the nanotech, whatever, you understand that there are evil forces that are aiming to control your life, and you see the symptomology everywhere, but the root, it comes from the UN. I mean, and those agencies
Absolutely.
Above them that control them and work with them. But they're the ones with the influence on your dumb politician that just goes, well, the UN says we should have UNDRIP, which Article 46, they're saying that this is for Aboriginal rights, but Article 46 actually says, oh, but you're actually subject to the United Nations. I mean, they don't have the mental capacity to think in the way that people that tune into this broadcast do. So just let's play that clip of Schwab talking about how the anti-system movement is actually a threat to the system.
You have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. So fixing the present system is not enough. Now, there is, of course, a anti-system, which is called libertarianism, which means to tear down everything which creates some kind of influence of government into private lives. It's dismantling the system.
It's dismantling the system. The system that wants...
Yeah.
You know, to remove government control out of lives. That, of course we're dismantling it. Because our awareness and the work of people like you, Dr. Labor, and Alex's relentless exposure of these things over the years, and all of the wonderful independent media and people around the world, and people who absorb it and then do something with that information and go out and educate others, we are growing. So I don't want people to underestimate this or think it's unachievable. Schwab himself says you're a threat.
And that's really good news. If we force them, as we have forced the head of WHO, if we force Tedros to say, no, we're not taking away your sovereignty. If we force Schwab to say the anti-system people are threatening the system, well, yes, Schwab, that's actually what anti-system kind of means. You got it. We are, in fact, growing, and we are a threat to them. Now, let's finish what we're threatening and destroy the United Nations, its obligations, organizations, bits and pieces, and get it the hell out of our lives so we can, as Alex just said, rebuild human society. And that's our task.
Absolutely agree. Again, the website is preventgenocide2030.org. Please, if you're listening or watching this today, radio listeners, share this as well. Share it on your social media platforms. Share it with your friends and family. Pick up the phone after this broadcast and call someone that you know and discuss this with them. Because I'm going to tell you, as an Aussie who, again, was told by a former politician, unless the United States does it, well, it's not likely. And I also think that a lot of people will bank on President Trump saying, when I get in, we're going to exit the WHO, which is a great commitment. But we don't have until then. We actually don't, because come May 2024, the WHO is officially the world health dictator. And so this needs to happen now, not at the next election. And I really encourage people to focus on this before and after Christmas. And in this last, you know, little minute, Dr. Labor, I just, if you don't mind, I've learned so much from Alex over the years. I've learned so much from InfoWars over the years. I think it's very, very important to support this broadcast. I want to encourage everyone to get Alex's book. I myself got a signed copy, and I did that to support the broadcast. I really do think that without InfoWars, without the ability to reach people with this information, you know, I've interviewed Dr. Labo, and we've reached a lot of people. But this broadcast, nothing reaches as many people as this broadcast. It is so impactful and so important to the world. So if you can support this broadcast in whatever way you can, please. I think I would be very, very terrified of living in a world without InfoWars. Let me just say, it's been instrumental in changing this world, as are you, Dr. Rima. And so I just want to thank you for your time today. Thank you for exposing this. Again, preventgenocide2030.org. And we so appreciate you, Dr. Labo. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to appreciate you in the same way, Maria, and also Alex and InfoWars. Alex and I have known each other for many, many years. I support and I encourage the work that he's doing. He's brought you on as part of his core, and bravo. Now let's fix things the way you both advocate.
Well, always an honor to contribute to such a InfoWars that will leave a mark in history and in a good way. Dr. Labo, thank you, and thank you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.